Yeah.
Hi, Scott.
Yeah.
Hi, Scott. It's Jesse.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt. I just wanted to say I just got your phone call, but I was on the phone, so sorry I couldn't answer. But I just wanted to get back to you. I didn't listen to your message, though, if you left one. So what's going on?
No, actually, I was contacted this morning about a company that was saying that I had to pay $200 to optimize my, I guess, listing, because they're the ones that actually generate, and a subscription is $200 per year.
Okay, well, that is a scam. So definitely don't listen to whoever that was. It looks like, as far as everything going on with the Google guaranteed, everything in the notes that I'm looking at is going super smooth. It looks like they have your landing page ordered until they get the full website going. So typically that's what they'll do. They did your client interview. And then you got the application, correct?
Yeah, I was in the process of filling it out. Well, I was right after I called you. Because
Okay. Like
I said, they called me this morning and said that they found that my page wasn't actually activated. And in order to activate it, So I tried to find out, you know, where they got the information from and who were they, you know, with or whatever. So I told them to give me a call back tomorrow, you know, so trying to see exactly what was really going on, because according to, you know, you and the conversation that we had yesterday, I would not have to pay any additional fees.
No. So, yeah, we will never call you asking for more money. Whoever that is calling you is just trying to scam you. So if I were you, I would block that number. In fact, actually, could I get the number that had called you so I can make sure that we can block it in our system as well?
Okay. The number was 661.
Uh-huh.
258-4475.
Okay, perfect. And they didn't tell you what company they were with?
I don't remember the exact company.
Okay.
Because they were saying something about, you know, they make sure that everything is on the front page, and when they pull up, I mean, they had a lot of information that was, I guess, would be necessary in order to get the website up, but I would have to pay, you know, just for $200, and then after that, I would have to pay it until September 2023, so it was like a yearly subscription.
Okay, yeah, no. So that is definitely a scam. If you can, do me a favor and just go ahead and block that number, because that whoever that is absolutely trying to scam you, and I'm glad you called me. You know, because I don't want you to fall, like, victim to any of that. We will never call you asking for more money. Your website with us is getting up and running. They already ordered the page. So everything with the website through us is going totally smooth. And, you know, just from yesterday, you know, that's pretty, you know, quick. So, I mean, it's definitely they're on getting all of this set up for you. So whoever called you, just, yeah, ignore that, block that, you know, don't, yeah. Don't do that. So
yeah, like I said, what he did was, you know, I guess I got caught up into, you know, the job this morning, and I kind of forgot exactly what the guy's name was and the company. You know, he's saying that I guess they saw that someone had, I guess, opened up domain name and stuff like that. So in order for them to carry it, I would have to pay that $200, because he gave me the name Scott's Remodeling, dot pro.
Okay. Okay.
That was the name that I guess I have.
Okay. Yeah, so just go ahead and ignore that. Just know everything going on with us is going smoothly, it's going well, everything looks good as far as the notes that I'm looking at. And, yeah, I would just mostly suggest to just block that number, okay?
Okay, so the information on the website would be Scott Remodeling. That's pro?
Well, so it's whatever they talk to you about. So it should be Scott's Remodeling. They must have talked to you about what that might be. Cause I don't see exactly in here. Cause that's typically something that they talk, or let's see, hold on, let me see if I can see it. Hold on. Okay. Yeah, it looks like it's in a different part of the system that I don't actually have access to. So it should be along the lines of something like scottsremodeling.com, you know, whatever they were able to find available for that, that's closest to your business name. So,
they gave me that name.
I did find it. It is scottsremodeling.pro. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so they pulled it up, but it was saying that it wasn't active, and in order to activate it, that's what I would have to pay to get it activated through them, because they also said that they weren't in direct affiliation with you. In essence, they would pull up inactive, I guess, Google accounts, and they would actually be able to activate it. So it's like, that was what he was saying.
Okay.
But, you know, as far as it goes, you know, he never suggested that he was affiliated with local Splash. It's just that they found that inactive domain name on the Google. So, once you put it in the system, then they go in and pull all the inactive accounts through Google, and they actually contact the owners or whatever. But he had a lot of information about the company as far as me was concerned. But everything, like all the things like remodeling and all the different things that we do, you know, he had all of that information.
Okay. Okay, so that definitely, I mean, I've heard of this before, you know, and that is definitely 100% just a scam. Just ignore that, block him, and your website should be up and running within the next couple of days, like your landing page, and then they'll be getting you another website if you, you know, agree to that. So, you know, I mean, I don't necessarily work on that end of that, but I know whoever called you is not, that's not a real thing. So everything with your website through us is completely fine. Your, URL domain name is the scottremodeling.pro. So everything looks good to go. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, like I say, I bought me a day.
Yeah.
Get more information because of the fact that, like I said, like I told him, all the stuff that he was telling me wasn't discussed yesterday, you know, when we talked. So I had to open up another account for this particular business side of the business. So, you know, like I said, I bought me a day, so he's supposed to be calling me back tomorrow to get my payment information. So.
Yeah, just block him. Just ignore him. Yeah. Cause I just don't want you, cause we are doing all of that for you already. So, I mean, there's absolutely no reason that you should talk to him. You know, and like I said, I've heard of this before and it's not real. So, you know, I just don't want you to fall victim to anything. Again, Scott, everything with your website with us is good. We're getting the Google guaranteed account set up. I mean, as far as I know and everything I'm looking at, it's just, you know, obviously getting the application submitted. So.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, Scott, I appreciate it. And thank you for calling me about this and letting me know. If anything like that happens again, definitely give me a call or call, customer service. Okay.
No problem.
Okay. Talk to you later.
All right. You have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.